静安区2015届高三英语第一学期期末试卷第一卷
1. Listening Comprehension Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Hey, if you want to speak loudly on your cell phone, why not go outside? All the people here cannot focus on the movie.
Oh, sorry. I didn't notice I've been bothering you all this time.
Question. Where is the conversation probably taking place?
2. I'm on a diet of fruit salad to avoid gaining more weight.
I prefer to eat whatever I want. Fast food is my favorite.
Question. What do we know about the woman?
3. Hurry up. The show will start very soon.
Take it easy. It's 7:30 now. We still have 20 minutes to go there.
Question.What time will the show begin?
4. Tim missed the deadline for the assignment again.
He's got to adjust his study habits in order to survive the university.
Question. What are they talking about?
5. You seem to have chosen everything I like.
I'm glad you like them. Please help yourself to the salad.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
6. Our wildlife protection group is looking for more people to join. I thought you might be interested.
Oh, I'd love to, but this is my last year in middle school. I'm quite busy with my lessons.
Question.What does the man mean?
7. If the petrol price keeps rising this month, I'll have to go to work by bus.
So will I. The price is shooting up.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?
8. To be honest, we can't finish painting these rooms today.
How about asking Tom to join us?
Question. What does the man suggest?
9. I'm expecting to go abroad shortly, so I'm very anxious to learn enough English to get along with.
It's awful to visit an English-speaking country without being able to use the language.
Question. What subject are they talking about?
10. Excuse me, would you please tell me when the next flight to Toronto is?
Sure. The next direct flight to Toronto is 2 hours from now, but if you don't mind transferring in Vancouver, you can board now.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 2. Directions.In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you'll be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Today, I'd like to mention an interesting television program that will be shown on January 1st. It's about the brain. It's a public television show produced in New York City. The program will investigate how the brain functions and malfunctions. Some interesting topics that will be discussed are dreaming, memory, and depression. Computers will be used to make the explanation easy to follow. The show is not for children, but don't worry. It's not intended for scientists either. I think the program will be very helpful with the work we are doing in class on the brain. I hope you'll watch it. Remember, it's on January 1st.
Now listen again, please.
Today, I'd like to mention an interesting television program that will be shown on January 1st. It's about the brain. It's a public television show produced in New York City. The program will investigate how the brain functions and malfunctions. Some interesting topics that will be discussed are dreaming, memory, and depression. Computers will be used to make the explanation easy to follow. The show is not for children, but don't worry, it's not intended for scientists either. I think the program will be very helpful with the work we are doing in class on the brain. I hope you'll watch it. Remember, it's on January 1st.
Questions. 11. Who is the speaker?
What will be broadcast on television on January 1st?
13. What will be the main purpose of the show?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
The most obvious purpose of advertising is to inform the consumer of available services. The second purpose is to sell the product. To the manufacturers, the second purpose might be more important. They try to persuade customers to buy the product by creating a desire for it. In general, many purchases are rational or carefully thought out. People usually consider the economy and convenience when they are buying a product. At other times, the reason behind a purchase may not be clear to a consumer. Consumers may be influenced by an advertisement on TV showing a sports hero using the product. They may want to copy the hero by using the product and so choose it. Of course, need remains the most important reason for buying something. Food is a real need. But what about the sugar-coated breakfast food advertised on TV? It's neither necessary nor nutritious. What causes the shopper to buy this product? Most likely, it is an emotional motive. Knowing the reasons behind decisions to buy things makes you a wiser shopper. A person should try to become a more intelligent and rational consumer, one who spends what is worth spending.
Now listen again, please.
The most obvious purpose of advertising is to inform the consumer of available services. The second purpose is to sell the product. To the manufacturers, the second purpose might be more important. They try to persuade customers to buy the product by creating a desire for it. In general, many purchases are rational or carefully thought out. People usually consider the economy and convenience when they are buying a product. At other times, the reason behind a purchase may not be clear to a consumer. Consumers may be influenced by an advertisement on TV showing a sports hero using the product. They may want to copy the hero by using the product and so choose it. Of course, need remains the most important reason for buying something. Food is a real need. But what about the sugar-coated breakfast food advertised on TV? It's neither necessary nor nutritious. What causes the shopper to buy this product? Most likely, it is an emotional motive. Knowing the reasons behind decisions to buy things makes you a wiser shopper. A person should try to become a more intelligent and rational consumer, one who spends what is worth spending.
Questions. 14. To the manufacturers, what's the main purpose of advertising?
15. What do most consumers do before buying a product?
16. If you know the reason behind decisions to buy things, what will you do?
16. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer.
Hello, Sunshine Community College.
Oh, yes. Hello, I'd like to attend one of your evening courses.
Which class are you interested in?
CGI Technology. It's course 139.
I see. I need to take some personal details first. Your name, please?
Silva. S-I-L-V-A.
Thanks. Is that your surname?
Yes. My first name is Maria.
Maria, thank you. Oh, what's your nationality?
I am a student from Germany. I am a German. I am here for my summer holiday.
What's your address here?
Oh, it's 24 Cherry Road.
Do you have a telephone number?
Yes. It's 745320.
That's fine. The next CGI Technology course starts on June 12th, Monday, at 7 p.m.
Now listen again, please.
Hello, Sunshine Community College.
Oh, yes. Hello, I'd like to attend one of your evening courses.
Which class are you interested in?
CGI Technology. It's course 139.
I see. I need to take some personal details first. Your name, please?
Silva. S-I-L-V-A.
Thanks. Is that your surname?
Yes. My first name is Maria.
Maria, thank you. Oh, what's your nationality?
I am a student from Germany. I am a German. I am here for my summer holiday.
What's your address here?
Oh, it's 24 Cherry Road.
Do you have a telephone number?
Yes. It's 745320.
That's fine. The next CGI Technology course starts on June 12th, Monday, at 7 p.m.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write no more than three words for each answer.
Hello, University Books. Tim Weber speaking.
Hi, Tim. This is Ruth.
Oh, hi, Ruth. What's up?
Well, the Student Federation needs a couple of volunteers to give guided tours to the new students during orientation week. Would you be able to help out?
That depends on the days you had in mind. I'm working here full-time before classes begin. It's really busy now, with all the textbook orders coming in. But I do have some time off.
What about Sunday? Most new students arrive on the weekend.
Sorry, I have to work all day Sunday. How about Tuesday and Saturday? I've got both mornings free.
I don't have the schedule on me. Ken's got it. Maybe you can set something up with him.
I could only be able to spare a couple of hours, though.
No problem. I'll ask Ken to get in touch with you later today. Will you be at this number?
Yeah. 8912-6642. Look, I've got to go. I have to get all the orders out before I leave today.
Okay. Thanks, Tim. Bye.
Now listen again, please. Hello, University Books. Tim Weber speaking.
Hi, Tim. This is Ruth.
Oh, hi, Ruth. What's up?
Well, the Student Federation needs a couple of volunteers to give guided tours to the new students during orientation week. Would you be able to help out?
That depends on the days you had in mind. I'm working here full-time before classes begin. It's really busy now, with all the textbook orders coming in. But I do have some time off.
What about Sunday? Most new students arrive on the weekend.
Sorry, I have to work all day Sunday. How about Tuesday and Saturday? I've got both mornings free.
I don't have the schedule on me. Ken's got it. Maybe you can set something up with him.
I could only be able to spare a couple of hours, though.
No problem. I'll ask Ken to get in touch with you later today. Will you be at this number?
Yeah, 8912-6642. Look, I've got to go. I have to get all the orders out before I leave today.
Okay, thanks, Tim. Bye.
That's the end of Listening Comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。